Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Delighted to be sharing this holiday weekend with you. Thank you for being out there. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, if you look at our Facebook feed right now, you will see some of these wonderful cookie creations from the Zimt Bakery in Long Beach, which exists virtually, and definitely will give you an idea of what Elena is up to as the baker in chief. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Under the cottage food laws in California, the Zimt Bakery in Long Beach is licensed and legal, and it is a pleasure to welcome the baker-in-chief, Elena Tompert, back to the show. Thanks for hanging in there.
Sure. Thanks, Andy.
One thing we also ought to mention before we, get into some more specifics and how you're community-oriented and sustainable and kind of the whole motto of the company, because you're involved in a lot of different areas, is we've talked about treats for humans, but you also do some treats, clever treats, for our four-legged friends. Tell us a little bit about that part of your program, because that's fun, too.
That's right. So with all the baking we're doing around the house, I couldn't help but also look into baking some dog treats for my own furry friend. And so I kind of started making treats for him. And then I thought, well, wouldn't that be nice to sell that as well? So we got into making a little trio of small bone-shaped treats, little cookies, for dogs. So we're offering that as well for purchase.
And have you named that after your little canine friend, or he just was the inspiration?
He was definitely our taste tester. We've named them Setien for Paws, aptly named. So they are cute and small, just like our other Setien, but obviously for paws. The bone shape kind of gives it away.
I think it
but,
might.
Yeah, we have different flavor varieties. It's all based on a kind of pumpkin and peanut butter cookie dough base. And then we flavored it with some different homemade organic vegetable powders for a bit of little color and nutrient kick for that furry friend.
Wow. Now, you've brought up a point that we should expand upon. In terms of how you source your ingredients and where they come from, and then the whole aspect of sustainability and how you go that extra mile with your packaging, kind of give us that overview, because, you really have covered all the bases, trying to do this right and also to reduce your carbon footprint at the same time. I mean, it's really for a cottage industry, Elena, it's admirable.
Thank you so much. I'm glad it shows. It's definitely the red thread through the whole business is, with every decision that I make, with every step that I take, it's really looking at what is the most sustainable choice from an environmental footprint standpoint, also from a community standpoint. And so basically the ingredients that we've sourced are local wherever possible. They are organic whenever possible and fair trade whenever possible. So if you can't get something locally, obviously it's like spices, coffee, cacao, that's all, relatively exotic ingredients that are coming from afar. And so we're looking for organic labels and we're looking for fair trade labels. So our chocolate is all fair trade. Our spices are all fair trade. Our butter and eggs are pasture-raised, California-farmed, and organic. The flour is organic. So basically, every ingredient we look at, on the micro level, what's the best version of this ingredient? What's the best that we can get? and then stick to that exclusively. And that also, you know, as I mentioned, that goes through to our Kin for Paws as well. So we're not shortcutting anything on any of our products. And that also goes through the packaging, like you mentioned. So looking at the packaging, you know, typically to keep things for longer, to help them stay fresh, we want to pack things in plastic. So we scrutinize that as well. And I definitely didn't want plastic. It was really important to me that all of our packaging is 100% compostable. So from our craft paper boxes, which are also manufactured in the USA, those are fully compostable. Our stickers and marketing material is printed from a California printer that uses vegetable-based ink. And then the plastic packaging that you see isn't you know, keeps it fresh isn't actually plastic. It's actually a plant-based poly material, so it doesn't have any kind of oil-based coating on it. So, you know, when you see a whole pack of 100 of them, it has this kind of yellow tinge to it, so you definitely can tell it feels like a more natural thing. Individually, though, it's definitely still clear. You can see the product really nicely inside. So we're definitely not trying to shortchange quality, but we're definitely prioritizing sustainability all along the way. So theoretically, once you're done with your cookies, you could throw the whole thing in your worm bin in the backyard, and eventually it would decompose.
Alina, your attention to detail is truly impressive, particularly for a small cottage business type operation. Now, the key detail that we need to give our listeners is, how do they connect with you and how can they get some of these cookies?
Of course. So we are at zimt.com. That's ZIMT.com. That's the URL for our online store. You can also find us on Facebook or Instagram at Bakery, and shoot us a DM if you have any questions. We're happy to answer those. Feel free to peruse our online store. You can also read a little bit more about the business and look into our kind of giving back to the community. That's also on our webpage. So that's kind of all the, we're on all the socials and also on our website. So looking forward to fulfilling some more orders.
Sure. And again, I'll let our listeners know, Alina, there's a lot of good information available on your website. It's very complete and very detailed. Now, we have a big holiday coming up next month, Valentine's Day. Tease us a little bit about what special things that you're doing for Valentine's Day, because that'll get our listeners thinking.
Of course, yeah. Well, we know Valentine's Day is definitely a gift-giving holiday. Definitely want to get our significant others and our loved ones something special. So we wanted to create a very special gift inbox just for that. So we're working on two things right now. We're looking to roll out at our next market, which is next week on Saturday, locally. We're looking to roll out our new winter flavors. And then in addition to that, we're looking to roll out a Valentine's box that has some really special fruity, berry-flavored cookies. So we're doing like a Love is Red theme. So we got very berry. We have some pomegranate in there. We're going to do some fun swirls with the icing. So it's gonna be a really beautiful thing, and I can't wait to roll it out for Valentine's Day.
Now, one more time, where our listeners can find you in person next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so every second Saturday of the month, we are at Parkview Village Shops. That is just off of Bellflower and Carson in Long Beach. And that is from 12 to 4, again, every second Saturday of the month. And we will be there selling cookies. You can also pre-order on our website if there's anything special that you want to have. We'll make sure it's there and waiting for you. Or feel free to kind of just stop by and peruse the shop and see what you find in person.
And our listeners can also meet your little four-legged friend, the inspiration for Plats and Paws. Kind of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the delightful Alina Tompert, Baker-in-Chief of the Zimt Bakery in Long Beach, ZIMT. Website's easy. It's ZIMT.com. Really enjoyed meeting you and tasting your cookies, Alina, and all good wishes as we embark on 2021. I think you have a wonderful enterprise, and I know there's a bright future because these cookies are really delicious and you're running your business right, which is not always easy to do. So congratulations from all of us here at the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we look forward to following your progress.
Thank you so much, Andy. Looking forward to a great 2021.
Here,
thanks
here.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course, you're more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, the principal of Knife and Spork Public Relations is going to be giving some cost-effective tips for restaurant marketing in these very difficult times. And this is a gentleman that knows wherefore he speaks. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Seems the mountains had a summertime fall.